If you have a Bible, please take it and open it up to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews 1, verse 3, we're at that part in our service where we celebrate the Lord's table together. It's referred to as a table because what we do together in it represents a meal. We eat some bread together and we drink some juice together. And these are symbols to help us remember the body of our Lord Jesus and his shed blood at the cross. And to prepare our hearts to eat together and to remember Jesus, I want us to consider verse 3. It's a very deep and thick verse. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. But this is the line I want us to focus on to prepare our hearts. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. When he made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Who is the majesty on high, and what is the right hand of the majesty? It's obviously God. The word majesty carries the idea of kingliness, of gloriousness, infinite greatness. And the majesty is the infinite, kingly, gloriously great God. And the majesty is on high, in the highest of heavens, far, far above all earthly regions and far out of the reach of anything that is earthly. He is in a place only God can reach. And the right hand is symbolic of the power of the majesty of the majestic God. His right hand isn't limited to a body like our right hands are pretty limited to our own bodies. They can't go far from our bodies. His right hand reaches and extends to all places, everywhere, at once, from molecules to galaxies far away. And his infinite power knows no boundaries or obstacles through that powerful right hand. So what does it mean to sit down there at the right hand of the majesty on high? Sitting there is an act only for one worthy of that majesty. One worthy of that infinite, kingly, gloriously great, and all-powerful God. And sitting there is only for one who did not fall short of God's majesty and right hand. You see, one who had the best of intentions in what he did, but who failed and fell short, is not worthy of the majesty of God nor his right hand. And the one sitting there is sitting in the sense that his work is entirely finished work. He is done achieving what he was to achieve. But even more than that, the one who sits there at the right hand of the majesty on high is governing over the work he achieved. He's governing over that work. Well, who is sitting there? It is obviously Jesus Christ. Verse 1, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son. Well, when did Jesus sit there? What does it say? When he made purification of sins. He did not sit there when he saw that we tried to make purification for our sins. But he sat down when he made purification for our sins. He did that when he gave up his life as a sacrifice in our place at the cross. You see, sin has stained us, polluted us, corrupted us, defiled us to the extent that we cannot purify ourselves. And from the inside out, from our hearts and our minds and our consciences to our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, our mouths, they are all so unclean that any attempt at even an eternity of self-scrubbing will only rub the defilement in deeper. It took one with a different kind of power to achieve that purification of sins than what we have. It took one with infinite, kingly, gloriously great, and limitless power to make the purifications we so desperately needed. And how did he do it? Well, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That is a shocking exchange. The infinite king, who is gloriously great with limitless power, he took on himself our stain, our impurities, our defilement, and he made purification for us. And what we get in exchange is God's righteousness. How effective was that? You might be tempted at times as you look down within your own heart to be not so sure about how effective that was. But that is not the place to look to see how effective his purification of sins was. Instead, you need to look up with the eyes of faith and the eyes of your heart to the right hand of the majesty on high to see how effective that purification of sins was by Jesus. He's sitting down. The infinite king, who is gloriously great with limitless power, sees nothing more to achieve in regards to your purification from sins. Jesus has sat down in that greatness. He has sat down in that majesty, and he now is governing over that purification of sins that he achieved and made for us. So my question for you this morning is, are you trusting in this Jesus to have made purification of sins for you? Are you trusting in him alone? If not, then that means you are rejecting the majesty on high's great work through his Son. And you are not clean in his holy sight. And you are not ready to eat and drink to remember his Son. What lies before you is not remembering at this time. What lies before you is repenting. You need to turn away from your sin, which has defiled you before a holy God, and you need to come to Christ and to Christ alone and trust in him and in him alone to make purification of sins for you. He is your only hope before a holy God. He is your only hope to be freed from hell forever. Are you trusting in this Jesus and in him alone? If so, then today, join us and eat and remember his purification for you as you remember his body and his blood shed for you at the cross. And also, tell your standing guilt about your sitting Savior. Guilt over sin stands over you, and it condemns you and it oppresses you mightily. So tell your standing guilt about your sitting Savior. You see, he's not standing over you at the right hand of God oppressing you, but he is sitting. So remember him and eat and drink. And then also, tell your pacing doubts about your sitting Savior. Sometimes we doubt whether one so filthy and defiled as we are could ever be made pure in his sight. Well, tell your worried, pacing doubts about your sitting Savior. He is not pacing at the right hand of God, wondering if purification of sins has been made. He is sitting. He is not doubting what he did. He is governing over what he did. He is sitting. So eat and drink. The men are going to come, and when you get the bread and the juice, you can take them on your own, and I'll lead us in a time of corporate prayer together. At the end, men, will you please come forward and serve us?